B-Pod Studios.
It's time now.
Thank you, Andrew!
Oh, yeah! Get excited!
Good morning, everybody! happy. What an incredible morning. That's right. On the morning after the Sixers lose to the Raptors, we celebrate a monster trade that happened in the wee hours of the morning. What a great deal. Wow, Tobias Harris. And I'm going to tell you right off the bat, this is the Midday Show. Jason Martinez, I'm Anthony Gargano, live from Andy's Diner in Conshohocken. Jace, right to it. Tobias Harris is the spacer, the stretch four that we've been talking about.
Oh, God,
I was saying it yesterday ad nauseum, right?
Yeah.
Like, they need spacer. They need another spacer. Tobias Harris is the spacer. He can shoot the three. He's a really, really good offensive player. He's a perfect fit for this team.
You got four guys now. I mean, think about four of your five starters. I mean, Ben, Jimmy Butler, Embiid, and now Tobias Harris. I mean, they've all of a sudden, and JJ, yeah. I mean, and think about it, Ant. All of a sudden, you're a team that should absolutely win the East. And maybe you can give a run. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing.
Too much to ask. I don't know.
No, listen, this thing is it's a great move. It's just a great move because they become so unguardable. Now you have, think about this for a second, all right? Look at the five. We'll get into the depth. We'll get into the bench. But just focus on the five for a second, on the starting five. So you got your incredible facilitator with Ben, who also can take it down low on anybody, right?
Yep.
So he can drive the lane. He's almost unstoppable sometimes at the basket. Like, we know what he can do at the basket, at the rim, and he can post up, right? So he's a mismatch at 6'10", 6'11", right?
Yep.
So you have him. You have Redick, who's a sharpshooter, yep, right? So you have the spacer right here. You then go to Butler, who can score, flat-out score, right? And he can also facilitate a little bit. But he's a flat-out scorer. Can drive, shoot, mid-range, whatever, right? So you have that. Then you have Tobias Harris, who will knock down all those threes. Who's a spot-up shooter. He can score, but he's got a great touch, but he can shoot the three. He can shoot from distance. All right? Huge.
And then Joe.
And then I saved
the
Joe
best for last.
Right. I saved Joe for last because he is the ultimate, weapon, right? So here, with all this space, this frees Embiid up. Like, it's a pick your poison five now.
Yeah.
Because you can't collapse and double and triple Joe. It just frees him up out of the straitjacket of defenders.
Well, the other thing, you talked about this yesterday. Brett Brown finally has the tools in the toolbox to run the system that he wants to run. You finally have the legit, 21 points a night stretch forward, Tobias Harris. Look how long they are.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
No, they're really long. Look, the only thing.
You can run, man.
First of all, let me just, at the start, let me congratulate Elton Brand. All right?
Yeah.
Because Elton Brand has come in and he has stabilized the front office after that whole mess that happened with Colangelo. Elton has come in and stabilized his thing. He's made some big moves. He got Butler. He does his Tobias Harris trade before the deadline. I can't tell you how important and how great a job that Elton Brand has done. When you take over that spot where it's a mess, cool, right? I mean, it's embarrassing. It's an upheaval. And along with the support staff that was already there, so I don't want to leave those guys out because they've been great. Elton's come in, and Elton has done a great job, man.
In short order, Anthony.
He's a great job, yes.
I mean, he has done it in short.
But you don't have time. Like, this is this was an important year for everything, contracts, it's a crucial year in their growth for the future.
Yeah, because of their cap situation and to be able to fit, you know, star players into their system.
Yes.
Now, it's interesting because, you know, you go out and you get Jimmy Butler, and then you go out and you get Tobias Harris and this enormous, multifaceted deal, and all of a sudden you go from a team that had two budding superstars to a team that's got two budding superstars. Joe's a superstar, let's just be honest. And Ben's a budding superstar. And you add these two players? I mean, it's ridiculous. The transformation they have made like that.
Well, see, here's the thing, Jason, and you're right. They become such a dangerous team because now they have balance. Like, we always achieve, every, especially in that sport, right? You need balance on the floor. You need balance between how you shooters. You need balance between guys that can attack the rim, you know, drive the ball. You need balance defensively. You need balance in size. You know, like one of the reasons why the Sixers had so many problems building and winning a title with AI was that he was so unique, but he was small. And because he was a small two, a guy that was ball dominant
yeah,
at two, who needed his shots, it was really hard to build a team around. They tried.
Well, Larry did a great job to be able to get
Larry
what they got.
Larry Pilley, man. Yeah. I mean, like, they tried what they could. He was so tough. But now, I mean, when you have, like, I always thought you got the two toughest pieces to get when you got Embiid and Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
You got a generational big, right? So you got a big that actually
can shoot too.
Right, yeah. But think about this. The toughest thing to get is a dominant big.
Mm-hmm.
So they got the dominant big. And then the second tough thing to get is the point guard that can make everything happen.
And he just so happens he's 6'10", 6'11".
Correct.
and has the handle of Magic Johnson.
Right. So now you have those two. And all right, we should be able to put some good pieces around them. And these pieces are good. Tobias Harris is a very underrated player. And because he plays the Clippers, because he's on the West Coast, because he's been one of these pieces that has moved a lot around the NBA because he's got talent.
Yeah.
And so he's one of those guys that was always in, like, bad teams, bad situations, and he was a movable piece. He's a good player.
Because he's an asset. That's
right.
Why. I mean, this is the fifth time he's been moved and now his eighth season. But you're right. He was in Milwaukee. He was in Orlando. So he was in Detroit for a little bit, and obviously with out on the West Coast with the Clippers. So, yeah, he's been moved around a lot, but this is, and his contract's up, they're going to do everything they can to keep him and have this be the group going forward. Whether Jimmy's a part of that going forward remains to be seen. I think that may be a wild card piece of the equation. But, you know, like last night's game, man, I don't even care about last night's loss anymore. You know, and the turnover.
Because
that's not the team anymore.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? This is a different team today.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, listen, I mean, it was a bad night last night. There was no Redick, so, you know, you got to balance the fact that there was no... I mean, Redick's is such a huge part of what they do because of the shooting, the spacing aspect of it. And that's why I'm excited for this trade, because Tobias Harris is a spacer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big... And that's when you have guys like Embiid and Simmons that need space to operate. Spacers are their godsend.
Boy, they're going to be able to just move the ball around like the Warriors do. Because you have great offensive options all over the floor.
Yeah.
And then defensively, you still have three great defensive players, and you can shoot, and you can stretch the floor. It's crazy. It's a great deal. And you're right. You got to give a massive... You know, I was a little skeptical of Elton when he was hired, going, hey, is he ready for that? You know? And it took them a long time to come to that decision. But boy, he's blown everybody out of the water. And what do you think they're saying in Boston today? What are they saying in Toronto today, Anthony? What are they saying in Milwaukee today? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
They're going, uh-oh.
Yeah, they are. They should.
Sixers.
No, they should. Now, here's the thing. All right, so they gave up bodies, right? So you need the one thing they need to attack now is the depth. So you got rid of Chandler, which I'm fine with. You got rid of Muscala, who I am thrilled by.
I hated
Muscala. You know, I used to complain about him all the time.
Yep.
Because he's so soft. He's just, ugh.
Yeah, jello.
So I was so happy they got rid of Muscala. Now, you get rid of Shamit. Well, I'm fine with getting rid of Shamit. Now, he's a nice little young
You
player.
Mentioned the other day that that was the guy teams were calling about.
They were.
Because he could shoot.
Right. You see, a young player who has again, rookie season, and he's played well.
Yeah, he's got stones to take the shot, and he's good.
Exactly.
He's a good shooter.
So he has some value. So teams are calling about him. So, but you need to get a Harris. You need to give up something. And, piece that you gave up that was worth something was the Heat unprotected pick, which, you know, that's why you have it.
You got to get the give.
Right.
You got to give the get. I mean.
I love it, man. So we'll dive deep into it.
Excited, aren't you?
You could tell. Right?
Yeah, you're pumped up. Today could be the day that I get a couple bruises on the arm because you're so pumped up.
Yeah. When we walked in, if you weren't engrossed in conversation, I was going to already hit you.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. It's a great day, Sixers fans. It's a great day. 610-632-0975. I'll have my say on another subject a little later in the program. Fear not. It is the Midday Show. We're live at Andy's Diner in Conshohocken. Great place to come for breakfast or lunch. Join us here today. We're back on the Midday Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. You know where we're at today? Let me tell you something. We're at the fabulous Andy's Diner. I'm going to tell you something about Andy's Diner. This place is dynamite. We love it. We're in Conshohocken. It is outrageous. We always talk about it. Food spectacular. But you know what it is? It's the whole family atmosphere that Andy's Diners have, man. I'm telling you. Andy's Diner's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hundreds of delicious items to choose from. My man, Big Andy Camaratos, has something for everyone. Breakfast items, soups, steaks, burgers. Jason loves the salad bar. Of course, they're one of a kind. Weekend brunch buffet is out of this world. Any breakfast item you can think of, Andy's Diner has. Scrapple, omelets, made to order pancakes, you name it. And everything's made from scratch. Andy's Diner has three locations, all right? So right here in Conshohocken, Bensalem, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com. Come hang out with us today. Grab some lunch. You'll love it here. Make sure to check out the incredible brunch buffet every weekend. Raise your expectations and expect more from a diner at Andy's Diner and Pub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
O'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
All right, it is 10:24. We're live at Andy's Diner.
It's the place to be.
It is. And, you know, I'm very excited for this whole thing, as you can well imagine. It's going to be fascinating once they get a rhythm together. And they need a couple pieces, right? Like, just to fill out, because you're thin.
Your bodies.
Right, you're thin. So there's a couple pieces. I got an eye on a couple guys.
Oh, okay.
There's one guy.
Nick?
No.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, he's one of them. But there's
Matthews.
Yeah, but there's also one guy that I would love. And there's talk about him getting bought out.
You got eyes for another guy?
Yeah, Patrick Beverley.
Oh, okay.
Who would be a perfect ball handler, defender, you know, off the bench, you know, and that's what you're looking for right now. You're looking for those kinds of guys. There's going to be buyouts. And there's also the whole specter of, you know, what happens with Fultz?
That's a big question now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. And we got to wait for the Sixers. And the straight comes at a good time. They got a few days off before they take on Denver at the Wells Fargo Center. And they'll unleash Tobias Harris. And that's starting five on Friday. That's must-see TV Friday night.
Yeah.
It's a new era.
Well, you know, again, it's just what Harris gives you is that corner three. He gives you space. You know, I just think it's a huge component in this thing.
Yeah. It's very exciting, and it could perhaps change the fortunes of the Sixers, Anthony, come April, May, and God willing into June. That's really what it's about.
I think so. Yeah. I look, you know, and I'll tell you one thing. The future is really good. Now, I'm curious how he integrates Tobias Harris on a good team. Right, he's never had the chance to play with a good team.
Yeah.
And now he's got a chance to play with a good team.
Well, you're right. That's the intriguing part. How are these players going to work together?
Yeah.
It might take a little time, but let's be honest here.
No, it's definitely going to take
time.
But I'm curious how that happens. The other thing, what this does, and, you know, again, this is probably the long shot, and so I'm not being greedy here, but I just need to throw it out there just to dot the I. It does put them in the pole position for Durant.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I was talking to somebody in the league.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, it's a possibility, you know. I don't know how so much needs to happen, but it does put them in play for him if that happens. Like,
the fit.
You know, we talk about, it's New York, D.C., he wants to come to the East Coast. You know, I mean, if he doesn't want to have to go through a lot of growing pains, he comes right here and, you know, he can win.
Well, I saw odds actually that came out of Vegas yesterday regarding Kyrie and KD, and the odds on them going to New York to play for the Knicks next year, and both of them, substantial odds against them going to play in New York, Anthony.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, when you think about it, there's a lot of work to be done there. So just because you get Kyrie and KD doesn't make them automatic contenders. I mean, they have nothing.
Well, I mean, look at the Sixers. They're going to have the big four. If KD doesn't come here, you retain Butler, and then you've got Butler, Tobias Harris, Simmons, and Embiid. There's a huge impediment there for the Knicks. So you're right. If he wants to go there and go through growing pains while they assemble the right team around him, which they have not been able to do in any way, shape, or form in decades in New York with that ownership.
Yeah.
So why would you have confidence that it could be done now?
I mean, so anyway, I mean, again, that's just something to put in the back of your mind. The bottom line is...
That's not in the back of my mind.
Yeah, but
I can't let it live there.
But to me, it's still a sub 50-50 proposition.
Okay. But you're telling me it's in play. I love that. 610-632-0975. Let's get right to the people here. I know everybody wants their say on the Sixers, and you get it right now. We start with Noah in Westchester on the Fanatic. How you doing, Noah?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing, man?
Fantastic.
All right, so I want to talk a little bit about Tobias. You know, I've been hearing people call in all morning, you know, worried about depth and bench and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, you guys touched a little bit on this before the break. Like, I think Elton's willingness to go get Jimmy and trade Dario and Rocco and go get Tobias. You know, I'm not worried about the buyout options and the other, you know, low-cost trade options and that kind of stuff. Like, Elton's willingness to go get those guys. Like, Tobias is a cornerstone piece to a team. You know what I mean?
You're right.
So when you go get a Jimmy Butler or Tobias Harris, a lot of teams can't do that. And Philly, you want to win. Everybody wants to win immediately. Everybody wants immediate results.
Sure.
Elton's developing that for you. Elton's handing that to you on a silver platter.
You're dead right. Because what you have done now is you're entrenched among the haves, right? The handful of haves.
Right.
Whatever, you know, you got LeBron, right? You got Houston. Right. You got Golden State. You got Boston, probably Milwaukee, and the Sixers, who are entrenched as a have.
And think about, you know, as we get closer to the playoffs and everything, you know, people start to, Brett Brown's going to have to go to, you know, a smaller rotation, only, you know, 7-8 guys max probably. You have guys playing 40-plus minutes every night in a series and everything. You got the best five outside of Toronto and Golden State, and Toronto arguably. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you could match up against Toronto. I think, you know, when you match that five to this five, I mean, I think I would take this five over Toronto. I mean, obviously Golden State, you know.
I would take this five, and people are also underestimating. You know how many wide open shots we see Muscala and Chandler get every single night.
Exactly.
Every single night we get disappointed.
Yes.
It opens up so much more. You can't sag off Tobias. You can't play off Tobias. You got to worry about, or you can't focus on shutting down Ben off a drive or Jimmy Joe pick and roll, all that stuff. You have and an all-star, fringe all-star player sitting in the corner that shoots at least 42, 43% from three.
And he's 47% this year in 55 games.
Oh, even better. Even better.
You'll take it, Noah. Yeah, he's shooting 47, or check that. 47% for his career, Ant.
Yeah.
49% in the field. From three-point career, 36%. From three. This year, 43% from three.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
Here's the beauty. If you don't need even to look at stats, you just look at him and you go, he has this, he can shoot.
And he fits.
From long distance.
He fits.
Well, that's the point. That's
what he needs, what they need.
The point's about spacing.
You talk about the haves and the have-nots, and the Sixers were a have-not for so long, or they had a guy.
It's hard time. No, yeah. I mean, look,
we're at the top of the totem pole here.
Listen, the only thing I've learned in life, one thing that I've learned in life, is that everything is cyclical. All right? So there's going to come, you're going to have downtime, you're going to have uptime, but it's going to come around. The only thing that you can do is that when it's your opportunity and it presents itself, is you seize it and you do the right thing to let it blossom.
Get the most out of it when it's your time.
And this is, so, you know, Sixers did what they had to do. They put themselves in position. They got two cornerstone pieces. And that's where Elton Brand's come in, and he's made sure that this cycle, it continues. And grows. So you got to grow it. You got to grow the opportunity, right?
Yep.
Well, he's grown the opportunity.
Yeah, the window's open. Now they're doing everything they can to jump through it.
I mean, you know.
Maybe multiple times. You don't know. You got to win one before you can win two with a certain group.
I mean, look, you got to be in the mix. And,
yep, and they are.
And that's it. And if you look at them, they're going to be a blast to watch. Let me tell you something. This team, you're going to love watching this team, because now that they have the space to create even more, they're going to score. They'll be 120s, 130s. Like, they're going to be up and down. Now, I will say this.
49-point quarter.
You'll see that. I will say this. We had a conversation yesterday about Brett.
Oh, yeah.
All right? This is it. Like, you know, this is where Brett can shine.
The GM is now giving you the tools.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's on Brett now to, you know, get this team where it needs to be and harness its roles. And you know, you'll know everything you need to know about Brett and if he's the guy.
Let's go to Chris in Wilmington on the Fanatic. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, listen, guys. Great. But, you know, before I get to the Elton Brand is a genius portion of this conversation, you know, it's funny, Anthony, you mentioned Patrick Beverley. He's a guy I wanted. I mean, this guy's a tough as nails defensive player. He knocked Dennis Smith's tooth out early in the year. He got in a scuffle.
I love him.
He got a scuffle with Embiid. Embiid said, yeah, he loves a guy like that. So, yeah, I would love getting him.
And he could be a one, he could be a two, he could be a three for you.
Yeah, he's the kind of nasty player we lacked against Boston last year.
I agree. You're right. You're dead right.
But you know what? Getting to the trade. I went to bed last night depressed for a couple reasons. One was the Sixers. The other, I was... silly me, I watched our commandant in chief give his State of the Union message, but I don't want to talk Blue Wolves. I won't turn this into politics, but I got up this morning, I turn on the TV, and I hear this. It's a no-brainer. It's a terrific move. I think the Sixers have the best starting lineup in the league outside of Golden State. And we're going for it now. And frankly, I mean, you know, we sign Tobias Harris and we sign Jimmy Butler. I mean, this is like we have a foursome going forward that we're going to be contending every year. My only question, and this is...
What's that, buddy?
And, you know, you and I, you've come down for the most part on the Brett Brown side, and I've wondered whether he's capable. So I'm asking you, I mean, is he capable? Do you believe that he's
capable? I mean,
listen,
for the whole year, I've questioned it.
Uh-huh. We talked about it yesterday.
You know, I mean, you know, after the Boston series, you and I disagreed over Ben more than Brett. Brett stuff was more, you got to give him a chance. You won the fire him after the series.
Right.
Now, my point is just give him a shot. You're going to learn. And okay. We'll learn, right? I mean, Chris, to me, the answer is going to come through the season and into the playoffs. The playoffs will give us the answer whether or not the guy can do it. All right, you know, so I agree with you. Big question. Whether or not Brett's the man for it, and I'm rooting for it. I'm rooting for him to be the man, but we'll find out in the playoffs. I mean, I can't make that judgment until I see how this team, because this league's all about the playoffs. The regular season is, especially where the Sixers are right now, as a top three seed, top four seed, the regular season is meaningless. It's about the chess match of the playoffs. Now, we saw last year, he was able to beat Spoelstra with a better team, and he lost to Boston with, I still think, at least an even team.
Without Kyrie, yeah.
You know? But to me, it's about the chess match of the playoffs, and that will be, and then we'll learn about Brett.
Yeah, the whole regular season, the rest of this regular season is about these guys figuring out the way to assimilate and play with each other to set themselves up to be running on all cylinders come playoff time. And then you're right. The regular season is just jockeying for position, who you're going to play in the first round, home court, and all of that.
Correct. That's my point.
Yeah.
Is that we don't know it. We're not going to know about Brett for sure until after the chess match of the playoffs, because that's where coaching matters. That's where strategy matters. That's where the whole thing goes, right? It's all that season is the real season of the league. So we'll find out all about Brett. Now, I'm rooting for him. So I hope he turns out to be the guy.
Yeah, to use your term that you use often, alibi. The alibi's gone. Because the GM in Elton Brand has gone out and gotten him two very high-level players.
Well, listen, and I'm sure if you ask Brett the question, every coach, it's his time. I just thought what the guy went through and how the guy handled everything with such class, with just a one, and they dumped a lot of stuff in his lap that he's been through since the process
began. And he was the front man of it too. He was the guy that had to answer a lot of tough questions.
I mean, you know, and the guy handled everything with the utmost class, respect for the game. So I think I root for him because I think he's a good man. I think he's a good basketball man, and I hope he gets it done. You'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll all find out, during this playoff run.
Let's go to Bryant in Philly on the Fanatic. Hey, Bryant.
Hey, how y'all feeling today?
Yo, Bryant.
Hey, I love listening to y'all guys, because as y'all guys talk, you kind of touch on everything I was about to ask. I totally like the acquisition of is it Tobias, or how do you pronounce his first name?
Tobias.
Tobias Harris.
Tobias Harris. Am I correct that he averaged around like 20 points a game or around that area?
Yeah, he could score.
Okay, so I believe the starting five is pretty much set.
Yes.
They definitely going to need to work on that bench, because when the starters go out, the bench has to either keep the score close, or if they lose it, they can pretty much lose the game. And without a strong bench, especially in the playoffs, it's going to force the starters to play even more minutes. And I'm not sure if they're good at playing 38 minutes or 36 plus minutes. Do you think the starters can do that or no?
Well, yeah, I think you could play 40 minutes. I think that's where, playoff time, that's why you had those guys, right? But your point's correct. You need to really kind of, buttress that bench up. So if you look at it from the big standpoint, Boban gives you 10, 12 minutes a game. You got Bolden, and then you're really short a backup ball handler, right? A secondary backup ball handler. You're short that. So you need some power off the bench. You need a shooter off the bench. So that's where I think like a Wes Matthews comes into play. I love Beverly. We talked about it. Or Terrence Ross from Orlando. Maybe you make a move for him. But there's going to be veterans that shake out, that get bought out, that I think that they'll have interest in.
When you have four high-level players, though, and when they do have substitutions, there's still likely going to be a guy that can legit score on the floor or two at all times, if you work your rotations in that way.
Yeah, yeah.
If Ben and Joe are off the floor, but Jimmy and Tobias Harris are on the floor, you still got two guys that can fill it up.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's true.
And any combination thereof.
That's true, but you still need some depth.
And you need that ball handler.
I mean, you give up a ton of bodies, right? So you give up Covington and Sarge for Jimmy. And now you give up Chandler, Shamet.
Muscala.
And
a body. And he's a body.
Softy. He reminds me of... I'm trying to think of the movie, the kids movie, because, you know, like we watch kids movies, you and I. The animal that just is like a, like that blob kind of guy.
Was it like Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, like a softy now.
Yeah.
Like, that's a newer one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a newer one. But anyway, forget it. They gave up five bodies, right?
Yeah.
So you need some bodies in there.
610-632-0975. That is the number to get in.
And Fultz, by the way.
We are at Andy's Diner in Conshohocken. Join us here today for a great breakfast or lunch. We're here till 2 o'clock. It is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano. I'm Jason Martinez, and we're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let me tell you about the uncles, Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul. It's Ram Truck Month going on right now at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. I'm telling you, you can save thousands on your favorite winter-ready Jeep 4x4s and Ram trucks. All right? We were talking about it yesterday at the car show that 70% of the vehicles are now SUVs or trucks. Well, guess what? At Family, you got incredible deals on a new Jeep or Ram truck for $159 down or $159 a month. Your choice. You'll get oil changes, savings, specs, and loaner card, no charge. See, at Family, your buying experience is the best. I'm telling you, the uncles have been in business for three generations. They're wisdom men, and Greg's got a great tan. So go see him, Family Chrysler Dodge Ram at the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, online anytime at familyautos.com. See dealer for details.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, welcome back, Andy's Diner. On a day,
glorious,
I gotta tell you, there's nothing better when you wake up to good news. All right, like waking up to news can be dicey, right? Because there's nothing worse.
Dicey proposition.
If it's bad, you go, oh my God, no. Because you have a whole day in front of you. The good news, when you wake up to the good news. Man, your whole day shines, sunshine.
Yeah.
Look outside, sunshine.
And the deal gets announced last night. The Woj bomb was dropped from the bomber plane, Anthony, the B-52, at 2:17 a.m. Were you awake?
I was.
I knew it.
I was. But I'll tell you this, though.
You're out of pocket, though.
I was, but I did not know. Like, I wasn't on my phone.
Yeah. You're just doing your thing.
Right. So I was up, and but I was not near a phone or a television.
There was no way you were sleeping at 2:17. I knew it.
I bet
the over on that easy, and I slammed it.
Yes, I was where I was writing.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Let's check our poll today. It's brought to you by Roofing Nation, where you can get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4-NATION or visit roofingnation.com. All right, so we know the trade. We know what happened. You know the big piece of the trade is Tobias Harris. So here's the poll question. How far will they go? Hashtag here they come, 76ers. 38% of the respondents to this poll have said the Sixers will reach the NBA Finals. 37%, and where I voted, will reach the Eastern Conference Finals. 14% said they will win the championship, and 11% said they'll get to the second round of the playoffs.
Well, I'll tell you this. If it's the second round of the playoffs, it's a disappointment.
Oh, massive. Right. That's where they ended last year with a lot less.
I think the minimum.
That's by Brett Zone.
Yes. The minimum is the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
I think they're going to add a couple bodies, and it's game on. And my expectation is finals.
Interesting. I voted Eastern Conference Finals because a couple of reasons. A, I don't know what Milwaukee's going to have up their sleeve here in the next 24 or whatever hours to the deadline coming up tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I don't know what Boston's got up their sleeve. And the one thing I don't know is two things in regards directly with the Sixers is how these five players are going to assimilate with each other, A, and B, the Brett Brown question mark is still there for me a little bit.
Well, you're right. I think everything you just said is correct. My hope is an almost expectation that the talent is good enough to make the finals, right?
I agree with that.
So, and again, I'm extrapolating that they're going to get a couple more bodies.
Yeah. Fill
out their rotation.
Yep.
So, when you extrapolate that, you go, all right. Now, again, you don't know what's going to happen in the series and injury, guys banged up, whatever happens. I don't know. But the minimum, you got to get to the conference finals. That's your minimum. When you look at where they're at, you're right about, they got to gel. But their skill sets. Now, again, this does not include personalities, Jimmy aside with personality. But their skill sets, they all mesh. Okay?
Fit together like a puzzle?
They do. They mesh. Just of what they can do on the floor, right? Ben, distributor, attack the rim, defender. Redick, spot-up shooter. He's a liability on defense, but he means so much on offense for your space.
And
right?
He's going to get open looks.
Jimmy, two-way player who can, who's got limited three-point range, but, deadly mid-range. Can take it, deadly score, two-way player.
Defender, yeah.
Harris, shooter, score, much like Redick. He's not a great defender. Get you some boards, whatever. And then you have superstar in Embiid.
Boy, it is.
But like, what? Like, when you put that, they all work.
It works, yeah. It is like a well-thought-out construction of a starting five.
That's where Elton Brand is brilliant. Because you're not going to get five guys that are incredible defenders. That doesn't happen.
Nobody has that.
Well, you can't win with that either.
Yeah.
You got to be able to, you need offensive specials as well. And they got so much offense now. And you got a rim protector with Embiid. You got a great floor defender, complete floor defender with Ben and Jimmy. So, like, you got the triangle of defensive guys that can play D with the rim protector. And then on offense, you got two deadly three-point shooters, a third that can also shoot a little bit from three and shoot the mid-range jumper, and Embiid, who is who's a unicorn.
Yeah,
and Embiid, who's and Ben, who's the facilitator and is deadly around the basket.
Yeah, it is constructed very well. Let me ask you this real quick, because we know that playoff basketball is a lot different than regular season basketball.
Yeah.
A 7-game series, and we saw it last year. We saw the 5-game series against the Heat, where the Sixers just overwhelmed them with their talent. And then we saw what happened in the Boston series. How does that construction of that roster from a playoff perspective, because there's a lot more half court in the playoffs.
The fact that Harris helps your half court. There is a lot more half court in the playoffs. I mean, I know Brett wants to run, constantly, but teams are going to slow it down on you. Teams are
grind you.
I mean, that's playoff basketball, man. And that was the only thing that I've ever really kind of disagreed with Brett was like,
why change?
The playoffs are it's a more deliberate. Everybody plays defense on every possession, right? Like. It's almost like, think about playoff baseball for a second, just to make the analogy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
In playoff baseball, you grind out every pitch.
And you sweat out every pitch.
Right.
Yep.
You grind as a hitter, you grind out every pitch as a pitcher, same thing, right? So you're keenly focused. Same way in the playoff basketball, you defend every possession. Every possession matters in the playoffs. Where regular season, guys aren't going 100% on D.
You can't do that for 82 games. Right. It's just impossible.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.